This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. In Texas, the month of June brings mosquitoes, heat, trips to the beach, and plenty of weddings. Some say June's popularity as a month for weddings can be traced back to its likely namesake, the Roman goddess Juno, protector of women in all aspects of life, especially in marriage and childbearing. Whatever the reason, it's a month for celebrating relationships. Fairy tales and movies often push a happily ever after narrative. But Central Texas life and relationship coaches Janice and Rock Rockman, certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited program, advocate for something they believe is a little more realistic.
I think it takes evolving to remain happy because I don't think you're just at one moment you go to like, okay, now we're happily ever after. We don't have any issues. We don't have any problems. We don't have anything that we have to work through. You constantly have to evolve and learn how to work through all those situations.
What if that evolution leads to two people who realize, oh, wait, maybe we're not compatible, or maybe you've evolved into a person who does things or believes things that I'm not compatible with?
Yeah, I think that happens probably more often than not. You know, we all have a certain list of must. It may be an unwritten list, but there are things that we expect in life. There are standards that we have. There are rules that we play by. And what's important to you in one phase of your life 10 years later can be very different than other phases. What you're looking for can be very different. Part of it, I think, to make the relationship work is important to give those phases where you, if you do feel that you've grown apart, give it some time. It's okay. I think that the love and the commitment has to go beyond an emotional feeling. Just like there's winter, spring, summer, fall, there's different phases or seasons in a relationship. And it may feel a little bit like a winter. It may feel a little isolating, a little cold, a little distant. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that that will be forever. And so if you're in it for the long haul, you may want to wait and have some conversations around how you've changed and what's important to you. And the other side of that is it is okay to give yourself permission to admit or acknowledge in a really healthy way that I think we have grown apart. And maybe I should like release you or let you go so that someone could love you better or that you could be in a relationship that's more connected.
Isn't some tension and conflict good for a relationship to get some things out and open and air them? I mean, if two people are always like, this is great and we're so happy, that seems a little unnatural and unhealthy.
I agree. And I always give this example of what I call resistance. Resistance as it relates to, for example, exercising. Resistance, it doesn't feel good when you go to the gym and you lift weights and you run on a treadmill. You do not feel good afterwards. But the end result is a better body, stronger arms, larger muscles, right? That's the same thing in a relationship. There are some relationships, there are some couples that part ways when they get to that resistance point, that if they could find a way to work through it, they'll have a stronger relationship on the other side.
And a lot of times the adversity or the resistance that we have, it's meant to build us, not break us. But we look at it as a breaking point that we can't recover from because we don't really understand a proper expectation.
Right.
So I do think it's important to have those kind of conversations as couples in community and understand that that is a part of it. When you're in a flight, there's turbulence, but you buckle up, you don't jump off.
How do you know if someone is a good match and a good partner for you?
People have a hard time trusting their gut. And a lot of times when you get into situations, you kind of know if something is right or wrong for you, but you just don't trust it. So I think that's kind of a first step, is just trusting that inner gut is like, this really feels right to me. And then the other part is, do your life goals and your visions and what you believe the world is supposed to be, do those line up in some sort of way? Raising children and having a family. Do those things kind of connect?
And it may not be true for every couple, but when you're with that person, it's almost like being with yourself. And what I mean by that is that you're so comfortable that you don't feel like you have to put on any sort of air or mask, or it's almost like you forget, you know, because we tend to perform a little bit when we're around other people. But when you're with that person, you feel almost at one with yourself. You know, sometimes we think about soulmates and things like that. And I really think that we don't just attract what we want. We attract who we are. And so as you're evolving and changing, what you draw to you is going to change. And even within your relationship, you can be 10 years in, 15 years in, 20 years in. If you're still changing, you're probably going to start to draw a different, it's like that person will respond magnetically and you'll pull out a higher version of their self as well because you've showed up differently.
I think there's still a real pressure for people to find a partner, to be in a couple, to have a special person. How can people feel comfortable and happy when that's not the situation that they're in?
I think it's a special place to be when you're single and you're, you know, allowing yourself to be alone for a while. You can really learn a lot about yourself. You can grow a lot. You can read a lot. You know, you don't have someone else that you have to pull in your time away. There are some people in relationships that wish they could have that personal time to themselves, right?
You know, none of us were born on this planet to please other people. That's not what we're here for. and so it's like, give yourself permission to live a life that is defined by what brings you joy and what feels authentic and organic for you. It doesn't have to be a cookie cutter.
For people who are in a couple, what's wrong with saying, you know what, I need a couple of days, so I'm gonna take a little trip, or I'm going to go, like, I think people tend to think, that means something's wrong. That's a red flag. Sure. But can that be a healthy thing to do?
I think it's absolutely necessary to have some individual time to yourself, because you can get lost in the mix of your life, in the mix of being around so many people. The best way to get back grounded to who you truly are is to just spend a little bit of time with yourself. And I think you have to have confidence in a relationship that it's okay. Like, the relationship is okay if this person wants to steal away for a few days or a few hours. Yeah, when you fill your own cup, you can then pour into others.
Yeah, you can give from overflow.
Janice and Rock Rockman are Central Texas Life and Relationship Coaches, certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited program. And as always, we thank you for your time today.
Thank you.